This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding his first fundraising event after announcing he will run for the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden hopes to recapture industrial workers who voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
Biden's long touted his blue-collar roots, and St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri says the former VP is banking on success in places like his native Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
I think part of Biden's pitch is that he can win back those Rust Belt states.
James Thurber at American University says Biden would be a threat there to President Trump.
Those are his people.
But Iowa State's David Anderson says Biden may not have broader appeal within a party trending more liberal and diverse, with some Democrats pushing for female and minority candidates.
Joe Biden certainly is not that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A nationwide measles outbreak has led health officials to quarantine dozens of people at two Los Angeles universities. Mike Gracia reports from AP.
Measles has hit the most populous county in the United States. Health authorities in Los Angeles announced Thursday that 119 students and 8 faculty members at UCLA and 71 students and 127 staff members at Cal State University Los Angeles were under quarantine. By Thursday afternoon, 43 came off the list at UCLA. Los Angeles County Public Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis.
You need to stay at a specified location, and you need to stay there until such time that you are deemed as not likely to come down with the disease.
Nationally, nearly 700 measles cases have been reported this year, the highest number in the U.S. in 25 years. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule just weeks after Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power. Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in an air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from the Islamic State. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure is many times more than one acknowledged by coalition officials.
Following a 2-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa.
This is not a situation of a few individual cases, isolated cases. It is much more systemic than that.
Amnesty worked alongside the investigative group Air Wars, spending 2 months on the ground in Raqqa, interviewing survivors and visiting strike sites. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Embassy in Colombo has advised people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka over the coming weekend, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks could occur. The warning comes days after a devastating attack on Christian worshipers on Easter Sunday, when suicide bombers killed more than 250 people. Officials had earlier set the death toll at more than 350, but revised the number on Thursday, saying some of the bodies might have been counted twice. Sri Lankan police continue making arrests in connection with the bombings, telling reporters they've arrested more than 70 men and women from all over the country. Also Thursday, Sri Lanka's defense secretary quit in the wake of the attacks, heeding calls from the country's president for his resignation. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.